each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello and thank you for inviting me in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. Yes, we do trust we have a blessing coming your way. It's a great blessing to be able to preach the gospel, to tell you about Jesus Christ and about his love. So I'm so glad you opened your homes, your convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are, that you might listen to something truly to believe in. Well, let's get our broadcast started. And Mark's not going to do this song for you right here. And this one says, it's Jesus.
The road may be long to heaven's pearly gate. I know that it's narrow, I know that it's straight, but Jesus is there through eternity. We'll travel along, just Jesus and me. Jesus and me, for each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow, I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so to the end, it's Jesus and me. Forever I'll sing of his great love for me. Forever I'll tell it on land and on sea. I'll stay by his side, contented I'll be. For all of my life, it's Jesus and me. Now it is Jesus and me. For each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow, I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so to the end, it's Jesus and me.
Yes, sir, until the end, it's Jesus and me. I hope you enjoyed that song. I want to remember Miss Ruby Dixon today. Haven't remembered her for a little while. And then I appreciate Edward Ballingy and his wife sending a check for us to help us on the radio ministry. I certainly do appreciate Ed and Mary Jo. They've been my great friends and great supporters of our broadcast, and I hope that they're doing well. And then Arvin Neely. I'm sorry, Miss Neely, I haven't got you that tape out yet, but I have just been covered up with everything. I just apologize for you, because I will get that out for you real soon. Then I want to remember also Miss Glenna Brown. Haven't heard from her for a while. I hope that she's doing real well and getting to broadcast this morning. I appreciate you all. I appreciate Bobby and Alicia Coulter. They emailed me and told me they needed my address. Well, I gave it to you last Sunday. But again, I'll be giving it to you later on in the broadcast. So you get a pen and pencil down, and I'll be able to give it to you in just a moment. I want to do this song for you right here. I hope you enjoy this one. And it says, thank you, Lord, for the many blessings on me.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but oh, they're so wrong. How my heart is rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. Up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and the I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. Up above me, have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me a loved one and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. And a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me.
Yes, sir, we can say a great big amen to that, because God has blessed us. I know we sing that song, God Bless America. Well, God has blessed America, and yet what has he got in return for that? Well, he has got blasphemed, he's been talked about, been lied on, been a lot of things have happened in over the years. It seems like it's not getting any better. But anyhow, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the greatness of God. And God is good. God is good all the time. I want to remember Louise and James, and hope James is doing well. And Louise, I hope you're doing well. And then Betty, Joe, and Ernie. Good to hear from them this week. I appreciate that. And I appreciate everything that people help me on this radio ministry, because I think that this ministry is very important to a lot of people. So I'm glad that God has given me the opportunity to be the big part of this radio ministry. Martha, she's gone now, but soon be gone over 3 months. I'll tell you, time certainly does fly, but I miss her. I play many of her songs, and I know that you like those. So we're going to go right back now and do this song, and this one says, On Streets of Pure Gold.
Been rough, but someday I will walk on streets of pure gold. And the closer I get, the more I want to talk about the streets of pure gold. Won't it be sweet just to walk down
enjoyed that song, Streets of Pure Gold. I did that one many, many years ago, and we have a lot of music that we can't play, and a lot of music that we can't really find to play. But anyhow, I hope you enjoyed that on Streets of Pure Gold. My new address is, you have that pencil and paper now, is 2642 Madams Creek Road. I gave it to you last week, but I hope that you'll get it this week. Again, let me tell you, it's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. I hope you got it. I appreciate it. I appreciate the letters this week I've received. We are behind a little bit, but anyhow, I know that with God's grace and God's help, we will catch up, because I know that if he be for us, there is no power that will ever stand against us. Let's go and do this song for you, and I hope you enjoy this one also.
Haven't always been this way. For I've seen the billows roll, and it brings the storms to my soul. But Jesus always been my stay. I'm sailing away on the old ship of Zion, sailing to that homeland of the soul. Friends and loved ones waiting just to welcome me under. I'm sailing to my heavenly home. I cannot complain, for my trip has been a good one, but I know I must be nearing the shore. I can almost see the lights from the mansion so bright, and Jesus is standing at the door. I'm saved. Waiting just to welcome me yonder. I'm sailing to my heavenly home. Well, I'm sailing away on the old ship of Zion, sailing to that homeland of the soul. Friends and loved ones waiting just to welcome me yonder. I'm sailing to my heavenly home. Yes, I'm sailing to
send that out to Carol and Ann Cole. They're great supporters of ours, and I hope they're enjoying the broadcast this morning. and maybe you getting a broadcast for the first time. I can understand that because we've been on here since 86, but a lot of people hear this broadcast. They comment on it. And, well, I wouldn't want to be on here if I didn't have any listeners. So I'm so glad that you're listening this morning. I hope that you're, praying for me. I'm praying for you. And let's go right down and listen to this song now. And I hope you enjoy this one. Martha says, "Even the Valley."
As I was walking down Life's Highway many years ago, I came upon a sign that read Heaven's Grocery Store. When I got a little closer, the door swung open wide, and when I came to myself, I was standing inside. I saw a host of angels. They were standing everywhere. One hands me a basket and said, "My child, shop with care." Everything a human needed was in that grocery store, and what you could not carry, you could come back for more. But first I got some patience. Love was in the same row. Farther down was understanding. I need that everywhere I go. I got a box or two of wisdom, and faith a bag or two. In charity, of course, I would need some of that too. I couldn't miss the Holy Ghost because it was all over the place. And then some strength and courage to help me run this race. My basket was getting full, but I remembered I needed grace. And then I chose salvation, for salvation was free. I tried to get enough of that to do both you and me. Then I started to the counter to pay my grocery bill, for I thought I had everything to do the Master's will. As I went up the aisle, I saw prayer, and I just had to put that in too. For when I'd step outside, I'd run right back into sin, and I'd know what to do. Well, peace and joy, they were plentiful, and the last thing on the shelf. Song and praise, they were hanging near, so I just helped myself. Then I said to the angel, "How much do I owe?" He smiled and said, "Just take them everywhere you go." Again I asked, "Really now, how much do I owe?" The angel spoke and said, "My child, Jesus paid your bill a long, long time ago."
And we want to thank you for shopping at Heaven's Grocery Store. I hope you enjoyed that recitation. I see it's getting on late, so we're just going to go ahead and play your music this morning. I hope you enjoy our music. We have a lot of music, and well, I'm just not able to do tapes anymore like I used to. I wished I could. I can't. My eyes are getting bad. I know that I'm getting on with age. I mean, after all, I get someone asked me the other day, said, "When is your birthday?" I said, "I have one every year. Every year it comes around, I have a birthday." So I want to do this song for you here, though. I said a while ago Martha was going to do that song. Well, here it is.
That heavenly shore, and the sounds that I hear coming from heaven's door. 'Cause lately I hear a sweet melody, and it sure sounds like angels to me. Angels to me. our Lord will return. This could be the hour when I join my voice with that heavenly choir. And on Zion's hills we'll be singing so sweet, and it sure sounds like angels to me.
And it sure sounds like angels to me.
And it seems to be coming from over the sea.
And
well, I got news this week that Irvin Hines up in Lindside, an old friend of mine, had passed away, so I want to do that in his memory and his family. Irvin was a fine man, and I hated to hear that, but listen, death waits for us all, and one Sunday morning you listen for me to come on, and I won't be here, I'll be over in heaven, but anyhow, I want to remember the Irvin Hines family. I want to remember all those all that family, and then his son passed away here a while back. And well, death comes to us all. There's no escape from it. We've got to go out to meet God. So we gotta. I know that Irvin was ready to meet the Lord. I passed him for many years, and I'll tell you what a great friend he was. So I want to, Dean, if you're listening to the broadcast this morning, I want you to know that you have all my sympathy. I know what death is. I've just went through that, and it's a terrible thing, but it comes to all of us. We can't escape it. So I want to do this next song in memory of Irvin Hines, and I hope that the family is listening this morning hears this song. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus.
There's a name above all others, wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer. It's the lovely name of Jesus, evermore the same. What a lovely name. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus, reaching higher far than the brightest star, sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name. He returned in clouds of glory, saints of every race shall behold his face. With him enter heaven's city, ever to proclaim what a lovely name. What songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name.
Yes, sir, what a lovely name, the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. But thank God I confessed my sin a long time ago. I've been forgiven. I know that I'm born again. I know that when you confess your sin, he said if you would confess it, he was faithful and just and would forgive you of your sin. That was the only thing I can remember when I was saved on the sidewalk in Virginia many years ago. And that was in 62 when I was converted. I started my ministry on radio right after that when I come to Hinton. I've been on a radio ever since Harry Payton introduced me to radio, and I told him, I said, Harry, if you'll pay half of my broadcast, then I will go on the radio. So Harry Payton, he was a big bum, they said he was, but he got a lot done. He built a lot of churches and got a lot of people saved, but his era is gone. But anyhow, I'm still going on with your help and your prayers and your financial support will continue. Father, I pray for this broadcast. I pray that you'll use it for your glory, that you'll use it for that you might receive all the honor and all the glory. I'm just an old stump preacher, just an old vagabond that's been saved by the grace of God. But I thank you for the saving grace of God. In my life, in my heart, I thank you for a wife you gave me, Lord, to work with me. I thank you for my family. I thank you for everything. As I sing that song a while ago, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I'm thankful for that, and I trust you today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, neighbor, I got to leave the air now, so I want you to pray for me this week. Send it right to me if you can. Send us an offering of some kind to help us out, okay? Goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
It has all been worthwhile, for now I am close.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.